I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Well, I'm sorry for the delay. My kid had a playoff game. You want to know what?
Playoffs.
You want to know what? I'm going to attack his coaches. I'm going to attack his managers. So they had a game yesterday.
Here we go.
I'm not gonna name the,
we got a helicopter parent on the pod, folks.
Yep. I'm not naming teams because 14, 15-year-olds, that's uncalled for, right? They played a team yesterday that they would probably have beaten if they had thrown their third best pitcher, right? And they played a team today that they needed their best pitcher to pitch. To have a chance, because it's not cheating. I need to put this with asterisks and parentheses. Nope. It's not cheating when you have four kids that are held back a year. It's not cheating. It is not. It's not. I just want to make that clear. It is legal. But when the other team has four or five kids that have their driver's permits, it's noticeable in their physique, right? So they pitched their best pitcher yesterday, and he goes 6 2/3. It's a 7-inning game. He goes 6 2/3, like 7 strikeouts, 2 earned.
Were you keeping the box score?
No, it's all electronic now, man.
That's right. And don't they like have AI recaps or something? And like
they
shit
do.
Now?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, buddy, who's the best pitcher on your team? No, he's being lame. It was him. So they played a team today.
Is it
they
him?
Were going to lose to anyway. They didn't give him a chance. And I know it's 8th grade baseball. I do not care. But the whole time I'm watching it being set up, and I'm like, you know what? Take your chance in game one. And if you lose, you lose. Yeah. Okay. But the only way you're going to beat the second team, because they're like 22-1 or whatever it is if you pitch your best pitcher. And they didn't. And so they lost. And I think we walked 5 or 6 guys and hit 4 or 5. With pitches and yeah,
nice.
it was a brutal watch.
You can't have control issues in the big games, man. It is what it is. Yep.
Nope.
Booble asked
can't do
if,
it when the playoffs come.
Yeah.
You gotta throw it in the zone.
Gotta get the aces out there as much as you can. Danny Almonte make an appearance, says Booble. Sounds like it. A few of them. So here's
the funny thing about
go ahead.
Before we move on from this trivial stuff. So yesterday,
I have a trivial thing too, for what it's worth. But go ahead.
The sprinklers went on in the outfield, and it was you couldn't turn it off from the main board at the field, and you couldn't turn it off like in the underground valve. It had to be from inside the high school. I didn't have the keys right away because I mean they're not in high school yet; they're 8th graders.
Yeah,
and so it was very funny. Both teams circled around the pitcher's mound and played duck, duck, goose. It was very wholesome. And then they played little 3-on-3 dunk ball with wiffle balls into seed buckets. It was very cute. It was very wholesome.
It's soft. That's what
youth sports is all about. And then they went out there and shoved it up their ass.
What kind of soft coaches do they have? You can't be fraternizing with the opposing team.
No, when you know you're going to win, when it's bottom 5 and you're up 9-1.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you tighten the screws and score 10
yeah.
more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they played Timmy Trumpets when that kid went out in the 6th inning, you know. It was over. They knew it was over.
Now I need you boys to get out there and drop as much dick as you can the rest of this one. Shove it up their ass. Let's go.
It was funny watching the coaches. Because they're like, oh, no, we got this. We got the keys to the box.
And they don't.
We know where the
main is. Yeah.
We got it. And then after about 5-7 minutes, like, shit, I don't think we got this. we're turning all the knobs, turning all the keys.
I don't think we're going to be playing baseball for a little bit. So welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex King Ski. You know the handles. Tweet at us. Join our Discord. That's, by the way, where you could have seen, I think you posted video of it, right? Of the duck, duck, goose. on the mound.
I did.
If you want to see video gems like that, join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. Ask us for an invitation if you don't have one. Right now, it is Thursday night. We are recording this live on Twitch, twitch.tv/abrog87, A-B-R-A-W-G-8-7, if you'd like to find those. If you'd like, follow that page, and you will get notifications for when we go live, and all you got to do is click a button. Easy peasy. If you miss those, I post them on YouTube, also posting our top three lists on there as well. So do all the things, whatever. Discord's a good time. Get in there. Movie this Sunday is the listener movie, and it is Godzilla Minus One. I don't know. I had to look that up. I forgot. I literally watched it yesterday, and I forgot like the name of the movie we're watching. Godzilla Minus One. It's on Netflix. It's still on Netflix this time. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday.
Well, so, I mean, yeah. Since it's Thursday and I'm not watching the movie until Sunday.
Sunday morning.
That's how we
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
Certainly.
Why is it Godzilla Minus One? Who are they minusing? What are they minusing?
So, well, I'll get into that.
Why are we dropping all this math into the equation, you know?
Well, I'm just asking. As an American, you want me to watch this dub movie and minus what? Minus who?
I got to read and do math?
Here's how it's minus one. Because the U.S. bombed the shit and killed the shit out of them. And then Godzilla came. Because the U.S. put them to zero. Then Godzilla came and put them to minus one. That's the thing behind it. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, Japan kind of down bad in the era that this Godzilla was set. And on purpose. Fully on purpose. But yeah. Yeah, so we will talk about that on Sunday. We'll give you a little Godzilla lore on Sunday, too. If you'd like that. I have a PSA to start off the pod officially this week. And it is for your parents or grandparents, if you still have them with us, do a refresher about scams. Do a refresher about those phone calls we all get every single day. Tell them, remind them, don't answer numbers you don't recognize. If you do, hang up on them right away, all that stuff. I say this because my mom got scammed today. And I will say, to their credit, it is the most targeted scam I've ever heard of. So my mom is a therapist. And sometimes she has patients who have situations that she has to, testify about. Usually it would be, a custody thing or something like that. And so this particular scam literally said you signed an affidavit that you were going to testify in court for one of your clients and you didn't show up. And so we are going to arrest you if you don't come down here now. Post bail, come down here now. You were supposed to be at the case of so-and-so judge. My mom Googles the judge, and it's a real person. This is actually a real judge in our area, so it is possible that this person could have been – this could be real. It sounds like it could be real. When she pushed them and asked them for information, because she eventually called her bank and was like, hey, I need to gather money for this. And the bank's like, no, this is a scam. Don't fucking do it. She eventually called me and I was like, no, they need to verify information with you. You ask them questions. They tell you stuff. And I was like, well, I did. But they said they couldn't tell me because of HIPAA. And I was like, bullshit. Bullshit. You're their apparent therapist, right? You're good for HIPAA, right? And so that's I had red flags right away, but they got her, man. And she gave them 4 G's, and they got her for 4 G's. I know.
Oh no.
I know. And this is not, again, this is not a shame thing. My mom is a super savvy, smart person, but this is the most targeted one of these I've ever heard of in my life. Because they know what she does, and they know a little bit of information about our area. Like they mentioned going to the courthouse, like go to the courthouse. You will like verify your signature against like the thing that's on the affidavit and you'll be fine. But we need this money. Otherwise we're going to have to arrest you is what they said.
Well, see that's the only red. That's the red flag that got me saying you owe money for bail.
Yeah.
Bail's money because you're locked up to
or
get
bond,
out of jail.
Or bond, right?
Bond,
something
bond.
Like that.
Yeah, you bond or bail yourself out of jail. It's like you, if you have a court case and all that, you have to, you have to show up to pay it back. But yeah, that's
and my that was, red my red flag cool. is knowing how, my red flag is just knowing how governments work and knowing that they would not call somebody like this. If they were going to arrest you, they would show up at your door with an officer and a warrant or something. Or if you owed them money, they would send you lots and lots of letters before they did anything like this. So I know, but like they did a really good job of like putting the fear into her and, you know, like making it sound really real. And so again, this is me reminding everybody out there, if you have people like this in your life, which I'm sure you do, shoot them a reminder. Hey,
that's
don't answer your phone.
Speaking of just like money and scams, I guess today I was listening to an NPR podcast. Look at me, NPR. Oh, NPR.
Yeah,
and it was just a little. It was like a 15-minute thing. It wasn't that in depth.
Because you're getting content against the enemy, right?
Well, Apple sent it to me. You know,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
one of those
okay.
things. Right. About zombie mortgages. Have you heard about these?
It rings a bell.
Heard that. Yeah.
So they're basically from about 2005 to 2009. We all know the mortgage bubble burst in 2008. And so it's not like an ARM loan. It's these people that had loans that were, I'm just making up the proportions, 80% first mortgage, 20% second mortgage, 50-50, 75-25, 65-35, whatever. So they had two mortgages for their homes. Bubble bursts, everything, you know, Dodd, Barney, and Frank, whatever it was, you know,
Fannie
comes and they change the laws and there's some help and there's some rescue. A lot of people were out on their ass, but some people weren't. And they would get these letters and said, okay, you've refinanced, the government has done X, Y, and Z. So your mortgages are fine now. As they hadn't heard anything for 10 plus, 15 plus years, whatever it is. And they've been starting to get these like random calls and they thought they were scammers. Mm-hmm. Be like, right. I don't owe it. How would I would owe on a mortgage from 2008? Like, come on, like get real. Like I have my mortgage. I'm still paying on this specific house. And they weren't. They aren't because these scumbag creditors, like collection agencies, are buying these zombie mortgages that have been laying dead. And they're just coming back being like, you owe $400,000, sticking that sign in their lawn. And it sounds like the government will step in and be like, this isn't happening. Like, you're not foreclosing on these people. But there was these people. They had pictures. They had videos. It was insane. Hmm. Yeah, I'd never heard of that whole zombie mortgage thing, or let alone two mortgages for a home.
Yeah.
That
goes back to the thing of government doing something. It's not efficient or well done usually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they need paper trails. It's part of it. They need to send you documentation in the mail. That is a huge part of their process. By the way, any company, like insurance companies, like everything, banks, they send you things in the mail. And by the way, they usually say on them, we will never call you and ask you for money. Like, we will never call you and do these things. That's just not the way we do things ever.
No. PSA, the IRS is never calling you and asking for money.
No.
It will never happen.
If they're going to arrest you, they are going to show up at your door and arrest you. You will know.
You will see these good-looking gentlemen throwing on that blue jacket, that light jacket with FBI in yellow on the back, and then you know you're toast.
You're going to see those people walking around the back of your house to check it for runners. Oh, man. All right, where should we start with sports? Ping? Should we start with the fact that we're like the biggest Ping podcast that you've ever heard of in your life?
I mean, real scene heads now, you know.
Ping! Yeah. Ping!
Name your top five Oregon Duck 2024 baseball player. You could just name guys.
Bryce Betcher? Like, yeah. Bryce Betcher.
You want to know what? Yeah. I do remember Jared Stidham. He hit that double.
Yeah, nobody would know. Mayor Carcetti. That's a guy, right?
Like, I've said it before. I actually watch a lot of college baseball this year just because of ESPN Plus.
Yeah. No idea.
You still can't.
I don't know their names. I just literally like 2 weeks ago, I found out that the guy who hits a lot of bombs is black. I thought he was white because they play in sleeves and the Shicey mask for 4 months. I was like, holy shit. It's 60 degrees out finally. Oh, he's black.
Walsh is the other guy I can name,
Walsh.
By the way.
No, yeah. Walsh is the guy. I thought Walsh was white.
Wow, he's been black the whole time.
No idea. They just wear sleeves and masks, and I had no idea. No clue.
What side of the plate does he hit from?
He's a righty.
He's definitely a lefty.
He's a big lefty. He's a big lefty.
Big ping head over here. Well, Oregon. Well, no, you famously have been watching nothing but hockey lately, Ski. So,
oh yeah, hockey's not till like Saturday.
You don't have time for baseball. Yeah, no, so Oregon and the Supers again, back-to-back years. It was fun to watch them win. I think we're sort of like, I think college baseball is sort of exactly the same as Major League Baseball for a lot of people in that they do not pay attention until the playoffs. And that very much happens with most Oregon baseball fans. Myself included, where I haven't been paying attention all year other than to see like random huge donkey drops on fucking Instagram. But like watching last weekend was fun. It was cool to see them win, cool to see them advance. Like they won all three games. I think even the people who don't pay attention to Oregon baseball as much can tell you that they're going to need to score a lot more runs this weekend against Texas A&M. But again, it's fun that Oregon baseball is in the conversation and that they're in the Supers and, you know, it's they're about to join the Big Ten. And
that's the thing. All of a sudden, they're a top tier program in the conference.
They're going to win a lot of conference titles in the next like
Big 10
years.
A joke. Yeah. I mean, you think it's bad us playing baseball in this weather. They're even worse. Yeah. God.
I mean, who do they have to worry about?
Like, Nebraska's okay.
Nebraska and, like, maybe UCLA sometimes? Like,
yeah, I mean, the L.A. LA schools. But SC has been, like, kind of garbage for,
care.
Like, 12 years. Like, they've been garbage. Yeah, and I knew Nebraska was like, oh, Nebraska's good. And then last weekend I looked up, like, their actual, like, program achievements. And I was like, oh. I guess I was just thinking about those Alex Gordon years. It ain't that impressive. Even in the Big Ten, it ain't that impressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're going to lose to A&M, so it was a nice run while it lasted, but, you know.
Baseball's weird because...
Kevin Seider, that's duck number two, I think.
That's duck number two?
Complete game.
Complete fucking game shutout. Let's go. All you doubters in the Discord saying they should pull him in the ninth, you are soft. Speaking of soft, ride the kid out. He was never looking tired, never looking gassed. Let him pitch. Like, even the hits that were off him were, like, weak grounders. Like, nah. Let him finish the game. Unless he gives
you guys a big Did you guys see my tweet on Sunday that got me in some hot water about pitchers throwing a lot of pitches?
No, I don't go on Twitter.
Some Duck fan, you know, was like, hey, you know, I barely watch Major League Baseball. I really don't watch a lot of college baseball. Is it normal in the regional, super regionals, whatever, for a college pitcher to throw 130 pitches? And I was like, well, college baseball, it's getting a little bit better, but... blah, 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 they pitch a lot. Oh, and he said, oh, you can give me an example. And I gave him the example of I can't remember his name. Kumar pitched at Vanderbilt, like won the title. He just came back like yesterday for the first time. He was like drafted number two, but his medicals were bad. And then he was drafted number 10 and his medicals were bad. And then he had Tommy John. He just came back. And so I said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But he was still picked, even though he had bad medicals. And my iPhone auto-corrected bad medicals into bad, capital M, Mexicans.
Well, I mean...
And let me tell you, Twitter didn't miss that one. Twitter didn't. My timeline did not miss that shit. I was like, I didn't make medicals. I made medicals. Medicals. Keeps pairing his UCL. But yeah, bad Mexicans. Apparently medicals. Very
terrible, very bad people coming.
I know, yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah, a lot of bad. You've got some bad hombres in that right arm. You know what I mean?
Got some bad hombres.
You rattle that shit around, you just hear those hombres. But yeah, it was nice to put my phone down for a minute. And then see notifications, and yeah, no one missed that one.
That is amazing.
No one missed that one.
That is amazing. Fun. Holy shit!
Bad what? Bad who?
That Big Sean in the chat, by the way.
No way.
Yeah, hey. I'm looking at it right now.
He said, "Well, he probably wants to dance on my grave for being a big racist."
I'm sure that's probably why he's here right now.
He supports me, bad Mexicans.
He's like, "Oh, they finally brought it up. God,
yeah, finally, jeez Louise."
Pretty much the bad Mexicans took out this kid's arm, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And Josh.
Pretty much.
No way.
Yes. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah. No, but I do agree it has gotten better because college baseball used to be borderline like Japanese high school pitching, to where guys threw like 100, especially in the regionals and super regionals.
One pitcher.
You had a pitcher. Yeah. One pitcher. Yeah, you had him eat 140-150 pitches.
That's postseason baseball, period. Guys start and pitch 7 innings and then pitch 4 innings the next day. Because if you lose, you don't play anymore for a really long time. It's just baseball.
Now, see, but the downside of that is what King was saying is that guy from Vandy was going to go 1 or 2 because he was nasty all year. Yeah. And because he really wanted to win some regional or super regional, arm just goes to shit.
Bad Mexicans.
Yeah.
Goddamn bad Mexicans.
Bad Mexicans, man, I'm telling you.
Lock the border. Lock the border. Protect the sanctity of college baseball in America.
Protect Vanderbilt baseball.
I mean, if any school needs protection, it's Vanderbilt, you know? They're really on some hard times down there.
Especially, I mean, they get the absolute shit kicked in football. They're the one sport they're good at, basketball, or baseball. In that kind of shit happens.
A lot of people are saying there's a caravan going towards Vanderbilt. We need to take care of the caravan. A lot of people are saying there's a caravan.
Vandy boys. If you were... Is Vandy boys a weird thing to say for the team as a nickname, Vandy boys?
I don't like hearing it.
Well, because we've gotten rid of like Louisiana Tech basketball. They were like the Lady Texters. Tennessee, the Lady Vols. We don't call the Oregon women team the Lady Ducks. No, Vandy boys. It's just, it's weird. It's odd.
Sounds like they're like an offshoot militia group that would team up for like marches and stuff.
Got to be like a Clay Travis thing. I don't like a Nashville thing.
They're like a David Koresh group. Like this is Waco. Yeah. So our list later, you'll hear what it is later, listener. But I was trying to come up with like weird shit to associate with colleges, and I went down a Waco rabbit hole. I was trying to go with like North Texas something and a TCU something. I don't know, but I read the Wikipedia for the Waco thing way too much.
Did you get all the way to the Oklahoma City bombing?
I sure did. That's actually very early. That's very early in the Wikipedia entry, by the way. It is.
Well, that's usually the end of it. Goes Waco, read. Oh, Oklahoma City.
It's in the summary. It's in the summary part. Yeah. It does mention Timothy McVeigh was inspired by that incident. Yes. Uh huh. Yep. Do you know that's still the number one domestic terrorism act in our country's history.
Talking.
I was just about to break some fucking news, man, and I'm getting harassed still on Twitter. Are you guys familiar with Jeremiah Johnson?
Sweet Feet?
Yeah. Stiff Arm? Sure. Was that his nickname at Oregon?
It sure was.
Rumor has it, like Adele says, I think. Maybe not. Rumor has it that he is going to be an assistant football coach at Willamette High School.
Wow, with Josh Lyne?
Yeah.
Didn't Willamette just get some like huge recruit that's going there?
Yeah, for, they got like a five-star guy who's committed to Oregon. Like, the Bethel District, stand up, baby. NIL, let's go.
Yo, your kid is going into that school at the right time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Go to hell, Marist. We don't need your Jesus.
Those morning workouts are about to get intense. That's all I'm saying. Those voluntary morning workouts. I'm just saying. Good luck. Good luck helicopter parenting with those two around.
Yeah, right. Well, I think, I gotta be honest, I think on the handoffs, they should go.
By the way, Jeremiah Johnson, legitimately one of my favorite Oregon players ever. Like, I loved Jeremiah Johnson. Like, the stiff arms were the best. Although he did dislocate his shoulder once doing that.
He did once.
Yep.
Has he been living in town this whole time, or is he associated with this kid kind of, like, was coaching him, now he's going to Willamette with him, and maybe when he goes to the Ducks, does he jump to the Duck staff in a role of some kind, too?
That is weird.
No,
right?
Like, just from weird... So, like, do I really care about high school sports? Not particularly. But once, you know, Josh Lyne goes to Willamette, you know, whatever, and, you know, I'm starting to read some stuff, and in that, I think it's, I can't remember the guy's name. Doesn't matter. That's how big of a high school recruit fan I am. The kid that's going to go to Oregon, that's going to Willamette. I start reading stuff, and it's like, oh, yeah, 4J isn't allowing NIL for kids, but Bethel
will. Bethel, oh. Like,
I mean, it's one high school. I guess maybe they can funnel it all over there, but
Are high school coaches in our area like having those discussions?
Like, well, I think
with people with the school districts, and like, that's wild. That, by the way, like, this is the first I'm even thinking of that concept. That local, you know, like, not South, but like, you know, like Sheldon.
Yes.
Yeah. But, I was trying to think of other local schools that are 4J and aren't in the like that, the Bethel. So, like, I don't know, Thurston, whatever.
Springfield.
Like, Thurston, Springfield.
Well, those are Sheldon. Different because they're in Springfield. Yeah. They're not in 4J.
Yeah. No, exactly. So, literally, just like Sheldon and South and
North and Churchill.
North.
And
Churchill. Yeah. So, like, are they having these discussions where it's like, shit, we got to get out of 4J, boys. We're not going to be able to get these high-level kids in.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for these, like, super serious Sheldon coaches to walk in and be like, listen, hey, South Eugene, we got to have a talk about NIL. They're like, we didn't have a football team six straight years.
All we have is varsity because we don't have enough freshmen for a freshman team. Nobody wants to play JV, so.
All of our parents are organic farming lawyers. Yeah. They don't like sports. I don't know what to tell you.
Is there NIL money for, like, Quidditch? I mean, come on.
I mean, Quidditch and soccer would make sense for South Eugene, for sure. And a rogue volleyball player.
Or crew.
In the South Eugene, that slough. Amazon slough.
Yeah.
That would be actually one hell of a home field advantage.
Oh.
You get these kids from Cottage Grove who've been at regattas, and we're just like, nope, right in the slough. Like, well, it's all cement. Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Enjoy downtown, fucker. Yeah. That's fentanyl. Have fun. Yeah.
This is a good point from Booble. Marist has been doing NIL for 50 years. You're absolutely right. Yep. Yeah. Marist.
Yeah, but that's Jesus given NIL, so it doesn't count.
Jesus money.
Have you guys ever looked into, like, Marist tuition or anything?
No.
I think I may have mentioned this before a couple months ago, but we were kind of looking into it because, you know, our kid is entering high school. And it's like $17,000 a year. And that includes like a Jesus trip and, you know, a trip to the mountains and books and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then it's cheaper. That's if you're straight up like atheist, but your parents pay for it. And it gets cheaper on how religious you are. Like if you go to church and you're visible, there's like, yep, $9,000 a year. Yeah. Oh, man, God, could we go to midnight mass a few times?
I know. How many times would you have to go?
How many times would I have to eat that cracker
to get that $8,000 discount?
What if your kid is an altar boy?
Ooh, what's that? I don't think I would allow that one.
Well, what if it's free? What if it's zero tuition? You can save $19,000 a year.
That's true. True.
You know what else is zero tuition?
He'd probably come out of being an altar boy with therapy that's much more expensive.
I
am just saying. Nothing against religion. We
good luck finding a psychiatrist nowadays. That's all I'm saying. They don't take insurance. Good luck, man. Yeah. All right. Should we actually talk about a sports thing that's happening this week, I guess, other than college baseball?
Well, your
sports?
The only thing that's happened, hockey?
Well, I mean, the thing everybody's talking about is like Caitlin Clark. I don't know. So like, you know, the thing I really notice is just how fucking horrible the Discord is about it. You know, like just all of a sudden, the WNBA is just like this toxic mess where, you know, as soon as people started actually paying attention to it, it just brought out the fucking worst in everybody who's, you know, part of the discussions. Like, because you have these like, you know, Gina Auriemma was on like Dan Patrick or something and talked about it. You have these like, quote unquote, delusional Caitlin Clark fans who are, you know, like they're expecting her to walk into the WNBA and just own shit when it's they're still professionals. She's not going to walk in and just like Sabrina had this happen, too. Like we expected her to just be this elite player and it took her a little bit. Like there's growing pains. You're a rookie. You're not
hurt. She was hurt.
You're not physically there yet. It takes time. It is what it is. But then you have the other side where all of a sudden it's this like big racial discussion where like Angel Reese and, you know, like what's her name? Kennedy something. I forget her name. Kennedy Carter. Is that it? Like, yeah. So she's the one who dropped the shoulder into, I mean, it was a cheap shot. You deserve the flagrant. Like it is what it is. But like then it becomes this like racial discussion between the two of them where it that shouldn't really be there. Like it's a basketball thing. It's a hey. No. Okay. All right. Am I fucking with the narrative? My bad.
No. I'm just saying people are really trying to do the whole bird thing.
It's so ugly. Yeah.
Like it's a little forced. It's a little forced.
You're forcing it. Exactly.
They're trying to do that with two players that have no business being in discussions like that. Yeah. Like Angel Reese is shooting like 20% from the field. And I mean, I heard all the shit from all different aspects of people. The only one that made sense to me of what I heard was Matt Barnes talking about it. And he was specifically talking about Caitlin Clark's teammates not standing up for her on the team. Because I'm at the point now thinking the only way this is going to stop is she is going to have to clock them.
No, she needs an enforcer on her team, right? Like if somebody's going to drop a shoulder into our best player, the purpose of me being on this team is to drop a shoulder into her and make sure that shit doesn't happen again, right? I'm totally with you, man. I'm totally with you.
You need a goon. And you don't even need a goon. Just one of your bigger players has to step in and hammer one of these chicks. All right, if they get on, you know, that
phrasing.
Yes.
Am I the only one who cares about phrasing anymore?
No, but the chick that hit Clark, the cheap shot one, next down play down the court, you had to have a teammate take her out. You know, it's you have to think there's going to be some consequences if you start going after their best player, even though I don't think she's their best player.
What was the last big NBA fight? The only one I can think of, and
Who was that guy for the Pistons that wanted to murder people?
Oh, Isaiah Stewart, who came after LeBron. And
nothing happened, but he was going to murder someone if he could.
The last one with actual fisticuffs I remember was, it had to have been 2019, I guess. 28, jeez, my God, aging me. Melo was a Rocket, I think, and they played the Lakers. Wasn't there some big fight between, it's like someone on the Lakers punched Chris Paul or something? Am I imagining that?
There was definitely something with the Clippers, I thought, with like Blake Griffin.
No, that was before. That's a better one. Yeah, but that was before when they went through the secret. They went through the secret tunnels at Staples.
They had a call LAPD. That one of the best TNT studio bits was Chuck and Shaq laughing about this is LAPD. Chris Paul's trying to cut in here and get me.
It was Rondo and Chris Paul.
Rondo and Chris Paul. Oh. Of course, it was Rondo.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
I feel like that was the last one where they squared up.
No, but for Caitlin Clark, you don't need to punch someone. All you have to do is foul someone hard. You have to say if you're going to hit. It would, but I don't know if there's been fisticuffs in a WNBA.
Well, no, and in fairness, like Caitlin Clark is not the one to like throw fists. Like I guess she could be like an undercover black belt that we don't know about, but she doesn't seem like the person that's going to be the one to drop. Like,
no, but the point is that since none of her teammates are standing up and helping her, that I think she's going to be forced to do something herself. And she is tiny. And like you said, unless she's an undercover, you know, Steven Seagal, she's not going to do much.
And then,
did you guys,
you know, like Carter is literally trying to make a name off of Caitlin Clark. And then coming out and talking shit about Caitlin Clark and how she's like a nothing and blah, blah, blah. It's like everything about this story is just stupid. Like, it's annoying. And like, it's bad for the sport. Like it's really bad. I think this is I understand. Like there's the angle of like, you know, no press is bad press or like, whatever, all press is good press, whatever, but this is a bad look. Like, you know, Angel Reese, like to your point, like from the last few weeks, King, it's like Angel Reese like likes to play Draymond Green but can't handle the heat when it comes back at her. And then her going on like on social media and saying like our player was attacked outside of the facility with people with cameras up in her face and security needed to step in. And then the video of that incident like comes out and it's literally a guy with his phone saying like, hey, have you talked to Caitlin yet? Hey, have you talked to Caitlin yet? Like wasn't even blocking her way. Like a security guard was there. Like you're soft.
In fairness though.
You're soft.
If that's all that happened, the video that we have seen, that's not assault. That was very over dramatic. But that's
Angel Reese's MO so far.
Oh, I know. I know. Believe me, I know. But I'm not going to sit here and extend the paparazzi that much. Yeah. Like, they're still annoying, but it wasn't assault. And if that's all that was there, because the guy that posted it deleted his whole account, maybe there was more to it. I don't know. It's been 24 hours. We haven't seen it, so we probably won't see it. Because
I think we know why he deleted his account. Like it's the same thing we were talking about, right? It's like the fan base of delusional fans, like bringing in the toxic part of this, right? Like,
well,
so yeah. Again, like the fact that this is what we're talking about is just.
Yeah, but
it's terrible, man. It's
to go against what you're saying. This is bad for the NBA, WNBA. This is the most the WNBA has been talking about ever. It's like at least for the Caitlin Clark games, they're setting record attendance is up 180% at these arenas and stuff. this is good for the WNBA. They're being talked about. That's more than they've had.
It reminds me of when like hockey started becoming big in our country, right? Like because people
when did that happen?
Well, people were going out like to see the fights, right? They're going out to see the they're going out to see the bullshit, and so like people are going to be disappointed when they go to these WNBA games because they're not going to see any of that shit. They're going to see WNBA games. So you know, like I see what you're saying. Like the fact that everybody has been doing nothing but talk about the WNBA this last week is more than that league has ever been able to say. But the Discord sucks. Like it sucks.
But that's all sports. That happens in men's basketball too. When shit like, you know, player fouls, ejections, kind of these scraps like Kings talk about, and then it goes away after a week or so. You know, I mean, you remember the Malice at the Palace happened. That was a thing. If that didn't kill the NBA, this isn't going to hurt the WNBA at all.
You all know it's going to kill the NBA. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown winning the NBA title. Oh, my God. Who the fuck cares? They stink. They suck to watch. Oh, my God. It's in Boston. Yuck. Gross. Yeah. Is Jason Tatum actually good? I don't know, but they're going to win in six. Does Jaylen Brown have a left hand? I don't know, but they're going to win in six.
Well, because they got Zinger back.
He doesn't.
Oh, the white guy.
They got the unicorn.
That's
dad.
Right.
Poor,
I was
going to
say.
We race baiting in this podcast.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Peyton Pritchard's getting a ring, dog.
Pritch dog and Zing dog. Let's go. Yeah. You know they're on that first. They're on that first duck boat in the celebration in Boston. Yeah. You know it.
Hey, I caught the end of the game. A couple of random other white guys got in the game, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How quick?
Gary.
Cornette and.
There's a Hauser. Cornette
and Hauser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, last.
Like that Hauser guy. I remember that guy for the first round. Real annoying.
Yeah.
Hits a lot of threes.
How quick after the Celtics win a title do people start talking about Zinger's time with the Knicks and focus entirely just on the Knicks?
Back. He's got to say Brunson. It's the Mecca, baby.
Yeah. Man, imagine.
You know what?
Imagine how the league would have changed if Zinger and Brunson were together.
I don't think I actually gave the Knicks exit like its proper fuck you.
No, you didn't.
Hey, I'm looking right into this camera. Hey, Lord Tariq. Hey, Peter Guns. Meet me in uptown. Fuck you. The Knicks suck.
Sad part is, hey, one of those guys could be dead. That's how long ago it is.
Lord Tariq and Peter Guns?
Yeah.
How dare you?
One of them could easily be dead right now. If not, both could be dead too.
All right, chat, Google Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Let us know how they're doing.
One of the best one-hit wonders of my lifetime.
Yeah, that they had a completely rip-off from Steely Dan.
Well, I mean, who doesn't?
It's all rap. Well, who wouldn't, but yeah, all rap.
I mean, it's not like they ripped off like the guy who did Bad to the Bone or anything, you know? At least Steely Dan is Steely Dan. That Thurgood Marshall?
I think you'll find that's George Thorogood.
George Thorogood and Thurgood Marshall. Jim Marshall. He ran the ball the wrong way. It's the same thing.
Thurgood Marshall. Is that the guy who invented like peanut butter? Isn't that who that is?
Something Carver.
Okay. George No?
Wouldn't
he be the guy that invented the cotton gin? We're really going back in history.
Now we're...
Anybody here can describe what a cotton gin is? Anybody know what that is? I don't.
Eli Whitney invented it, I think.
Yeah.
George Washington Carver. Thank you. Yeah.
George Washington. There we go. Carver. Thank you. Right.
Who's he named after? Do we want to just do our list?
I think I'm wrong. I think Eli Whitney is a white guy.
Is this Jacob Walsh all over again, man?
I guess I don't see color. I always thought the guy that invented the cotton gin was a black guy. He's a white guy.
Huh.
So you're saying a slave owning racist might have been the one that invented the cotton gin?
You know, well, shit, I guess go figure.
Yeah, right?
Boy.
Well, that would, well, it would have been something. It probably was a slave that actually invented it, and they just took all the credit. Would be my guess.
I am backing away from this whole thing because I.
We should get to a different topic. Yeah.
what are your thoughts on blizzards?
Do we have anything else to talk
Utah
about?
Team the do, ice cream.
Do we just want to get to our list? I mean, we could. So there's Jefferson and McCaffrey signed new deals. You know, there's like other stuff. What you got, Ski?
I was saying, you know how I think it was 2 weeks ago, I said, hey, I'm a huge hockey fan now. I'm finding my own hockey team.
Yeah.
I from what I've seen from these videos, is I'm going to be an Oilers fan now.
Speaking of Edmonton, I did not realize until like 2 days ago how far the fuck away Edmonton was. Yeah. Like, I knew it was in Canada. Have you looked up where it is?
Is it like the middle of Canada?
Yeah, and far north that like Calgary seems like a nice little jaunt from here.
Yeah, Booble says it. We're Team Sharks over here, buddy.
1,100 miles from my house to Edmonton.
Hey. Is that
Corvallis to Edmonton?
How long's the walk? Can you look that up?
I can't. 377 hours.
It's doable.
Yeah, it seems doable, Ski.
But I'm looking at it on a map, and it just makes Alaska being a state even more ridiculous. Because Edmonton's in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like that's tundra. Like that's
why did we want Alaska? What was the point there?
Oil.
Was that it? Is it just oil?
Yeah.
Fisheries.
And to just probably
timber.
Native people of color. Like
okay. I mean, that too.
That's kind of our thing. Yeah, okay. That's fair. That's fair.
And also I think we got Alaska for like $50 from Russia back in the day, so it was a steal of a deal.
We did business with Russia?
Did you ever live in Alaska?
Would I?
Could you?
Yeah. There's
your job offers you a spot there. You got to stay for 5 years. You're going to live twice as comfortably as you do right now. Could you live there for 5 years?
They got Wi-Fi?
That's a gamble. Maybe when the sun's up. Oh.
Which is a lot of the time, right? Like, the sun is up a lot.
Parts of year. Yeah.
Or it's not up at all. It's dealer's choice on the time of year on that.
Ooh, Huckleberry says gold. Do they have gold in Alaska?
Gold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Gold and oil. Fair enough.
I would kind of be interested to hear, like, the big city, like, small town dynamics in Alaska. Like, do people in Fairbanks and, like, what's the other big city in Alaska?
Juneau.
Anchorage?
Anchorage. Guys from Nome. Oh, my God. They're fucking ingrates. Oh, they can't even fucking spell. Like, we're big city guys, and they're, did you bring your fishing pole? You know, stuff like that.
You know, we're probably, like, acting like Alaska doesn't have Wi-Fi, and I bet Xfinity has, you know, fiber, whole state. Yeah.
We have totally screwed up eagle sanctuaries and salmon runs. Yeah.
We got those big fake trees all over the place in Alaska.
Oh, they're so majestic.
Yeah.
So majestic.
Yeah. Fairbanks, WCP also mentions.
Fairbanks?
They might have Wi-Fi there. Who is the, was it Trajan Langdon? Was he from Alaska, right? The Duke?
And Carlos Boozer.
That's right. Cool.
What's the other one? Ketchikan. That's from the Deadliest Catch people.
Ketchikan.
Down the... We're at the edge of the Bering Sea.
Oh, the Bering Sea. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Just so tumultuous. Oh. So I rode in a Cybertruck today.
Oh, boy. I saw a thing online that they had, like, the biggest gathering of Cybertrucks, like, so far.
And let me tell you.
Hundreds of them.
The exterior is uglier than sin.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
And you're never fooling me that you're using it as a truck. But that 0 to 60 in 2.2 seconds, it moved. Like my penis. It was like I was on Space Mountain. It went out
and then in.
And then because it slingshotted me back, it went right back up and out my mouth. Like, it was insane.
Is it, it's like, it's really nice on the inside, right?
The inside, the tech is really cool. The outside, disgusting. Like, I was literally touching the corners on the back, and I'm like, this stuff is sharp.
This is like, stupid. This is, like,
like, this is dangerous.
I, like, the insides, so we took a, like, my buddies and I took an Uber up in Portland, and it was a Tesla, and the, like, it's really nice and comfortable on the inside. It was really cool. But like getting out of it, my buddy, like, you know, the door handle thing that's like part of the door and doesn't come out. He literally cut his finger open on it, like literally like bleeding all over the place. Like, he was hammered at the time, so he didn't really care and didn't want to like bug the dude with it. But like, we're walking towards his house and he's like, so this is happening. Just gushing blood everywhere. No, they're ugly as shit and they're a hazard. Yeah.
Yes. Like, I'm not here to defend them aesthetically.
Yeah.
They have the whole thing where you can you can raise it up 3 feet, you can lower it to the ground like you're a shit heel Acura driver who wants to block bridges. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, all right. I thought you were gonna say if you're a bad Mexican again, so
come on, man. No. Come on.
Go to the list.
That was on purpose.
No.
I was trying to get some
No, no, no. I'm not racist. No. I got a lot of friends who are Mexican.
They painted my house.
I've had them in my house for dinner. Well, I mean, like,
lunch.
The side room. Like the
lunch.
Like the garage. I mean.
I'll wet or so.
No. Okay, let's do our list, huh? We ready for it?
Sure.
Our list this week came from a nice discussion in our Discord. I don't think it actually came from like one person. Here, let me see if I can find it, because somebody shared the link to a story. Sports and Suds shared a link to a story that the NCAA has approved. Actually, I don't even know. Yeah, the NCAA Rules Oversight Committee. So they approved ads being put on fields, ads being put on uniforms, you know, for college football. And I guess everything else, right? Or is it just football?
Just football.
Okay.
Because what I'm confused about this, because Oregon State, and this is their loophole on the football field, they've had the Reser signed for 15, but they say that's not Reser Foods, that's just Al Reser. Okay. But Husky Stadium has had Alaska Airlines field for
five, six
years.
Well, it's been named that, but is it actually on the field?
It's on the field.
It is, right? Yeah. Huh.
And when they play the Apple Cup, it has Alaska Airlines Apple Cup presented by Boeing on it. Cal had Kabam Field. Talk about .com bullshit.
Yeah.
And then FTX very recently. ASU currently has a credit union logo on their field. I'm confused. Did people just really not watch Pac-12 football? Like, honestly, like, did no one notice this? So did the notice this?
Did the NCAA not notice this, and that's why all of a sudden they're making this ruling on?
Well, I think it's a change and an update. So I'm reading this. This is from the NCAA site. Under the new rule, the corporate advertisements can be placed in three spots on the field. A single advertisement centered on the 50-yard line is allowed, in addition to no more than two smaller flanking advertisements elsewhere on the field. And this can be done on a game-by-game basis or for the whole season. So I think they were allowed, like, that one at, like, the 35 or something like that. But, like,
that makes sense. The
middle of the field. So, like, for Oregon, we'd be talking about, like, replacing the O with a Pepsi logo or something like that. Like, that's what we'd be talking about.
It'll be the Oregon O.
Yeah.
Little Pepsi logo in between it. And then a swoosh. That is just like kind of the background of all. It's just, please no.
Well, I I mean, Nike's going to come up with something, right? That's the point, is like Nike's going to be allowed to do their Nike thing and design something. So
does Nike actually donate any money? Yeah. Because they can't, though, right? So they could donate shoes and stuff, right? Like athletic apparel.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to have to cut a check for that then. Mm-hmm. If they do, I mean.
Or it'll be Tinker Hatfield. There you go.
Yeah,
Nike seems like a pretty lame one to do, even if it's the obvious.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they can fleece somebody else for that money. You know. So anyway, the list is our top three sponsors that we could put on a field for a team. And you know, this could be real. That we think would actually be good, or it could be funny. And I went with quote unquote funny. So
it's real and funny. So,
yeah. Okay. All right. Who wants to start?
I'll go first. My number three, Cafe Yum.
Cafe Yum at Oregon?
Yeah. I'm just doing Oregon.
Doing Oregon. Okay. All right. Cool. My number three is USC Leafs by Snoop. And I figure Snoop has like a lot of things he's in, but like the Leafs by Snoop is actually a pretty cool logo. That'd be dope in the middle of USC's field. It's legal in California, right? So you could do it. Yeah.
All right. My number three is for University of Miami, and that is Rolex. So at least Cristobal might know what the time on the all the time.
Well done. All right, threes from the chat. WCP says Moss Crossing, the weed dispensary. So that's for Oregon, I would assume. And Booble says UCLA is crypto.com field.
Oh, because they're broke? Oh.
Sad. And then how about that Big Sean giving us a number three, Pizza Pipeline Field.
Maybe they could do something like the Blazers do. You know, if the Ducks score 50, everyone gets free Trixie Sticks.
Yes.
Trixie Sticks.
Wow, that's it.
Oh, my God. And I just now...
just the goopiest cum to dip it in also. You can't tell me otherwise in that.
Easy.
They're dipping this. No, tell me their dipping sauce isn't it.
I was talking about like those dipstick.
Big load.
Those dipstick things with my kid the other day. You know, like they were like the pouches of sugar, and then you'd have like the hard sugar things that you dip into it and like, yeah, just lick the sugar off. Okay. So I remembered what those were, but I couldn't remember the name of like the. They were like a little pouch, like little really thin, taller pouch.
Pixie sticks.
Is that what it was? Like it was just sugar? Like
It was just a straw that you tore off the end and just inhaled.
Pixie sticks. That's what those were called?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember what the hell those were called. Okay, yeah. What a ridiculous fucking candy that was. It's literally just sugar. Like, it's just sugar in a pouch. Like, here, tear this
these
off.
These are different. Yeah. Pixie sticks are the ones you would just, the straws you tear off.
Yeah.
And you know.
Oh, yeah,
Talking about the dip.
I was talking about two different things. Oh, okay. So the pixie sticks were those, but then dipsticks were the ones you put the actual thing.
Okay, I gotcha.
Both called sticks. Okay, all right.
And it was so zany with an X too.
Oh yeah.
They need to bring back pixie sticks 90s. And single sticks.
Oh man,
did I miss a single stick?
You just made King sad.
it was the worst tobacco ever. It might not even be tobacco, but. Just being able to have one.
Walk into that 7-Eleven on East 13th to get a single stick during my shift at Hodgepodge.
Oh
my God.
Probably the best part of your day right there.
Oh, it was the best part of waking up?
It was like 50 cents too.
And then Oregon raised the taxes on it.
I
know. 70 and was cost.
Wait. I think we got a correction instantly. Huckleberry saying it was Fun Dip. Is the one that you would like dip the actual stick into. It's Fun Dip. Yeah. Good call. Cool. Thanks for that. So Pixie Sticks and Fun Dip. All right. And then single sticks. All right.
And Fun Dip was nasty. Like the first like two little things in the pouch were good.
Yeah.
And then it was just like it all kind of clumped together because you're spitting into it. Your vessel is sugar.
You're literally spitting into the candy you're about to eat. Yeah, it's weird. Okay, so number two's Ski.
King.
My number two.
Yeah.
Dairy Mart. These are all awards. I'm just doing them.
Yeah, By the way, yes.
Did you guys see the scandal on the America? Oh, what's it called? There's this new convenience store in the Eugene Springfield area. I can't remember what it's called. They have one on Highway 99. Okay. And on the receipt recently, they got caught and they put on the little byline, Highway 99 needs more overdoses.
I did see that. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oof.
And boy, by the way, they still have a Santa Claus painted on their front window. So I'm not really sure if that place is straight up, you know, anyway.
Because it's on topic, I'll skip you, Ski, on this one. My number two is University of Arizona meth.
Bad Mexicans.
Bad Mexicans.
Fuck Arizona.
Tucson's right there.
A lot of people are saying.
University of
Arizona is a pipeline for methamphetamines. A lot of people are saying.
I'm gonna stay in Arizona. I'm gonna go over to Arizona State, and they're gonna be Pornhub sponsored for them. Every time they score a touchdown, the little jingle goes off.
Pornhub has a jingle?
Yeah, how does that go, Ski? I didn't know they had a jingle.
That's a good question.
Huh. Wait, do tell.
What does that sound like?
I wouldn't know. I gotta watch you.
Yeah.
I had one I was trying to like shoehorn into this that I didn't really like, so I didn't go with it. But it was like, it was something like Dennis Hoff and UNLV or something. Like Dennis Hoff's like Love Ranch and UNLV or Nevada Reno or whatever, but I didn't go with that. I did not do that one. All right. Twos from the chat, WCP, another dispensary, Tracktown Collective.
And then, sweet.
I sense in a theme here for this guy. Booble, Penn State, A+ bail bonds.
At least it's a bail bonds. It could have been something much worse.
You got another one, Sean? You got another one, Big Sean? I don't see one. All right. We'll skip to our ones. Go ahead, King.
I don't have a number one, so please, someone do it. I'm filibustering. I don't know. I had a kid's game tonight. I don't know.
Big Sean says Pita Pit. How about that?
That would have been my...
It sounds like something that someone that hasn't lived in Eugene in a long time, just naming dead food places in Eugene.
Yeah, didn't we just have a top three list about this?
Yeah.
Pita Pit being gone is just weird.
Yeah, it's supposed to be right next to that tattoo parlor. I mean, that's just, they go hand in hand.
They do. Yeah. Get a tat or a pita, sometimes reverse the order. I mean, yeah. Let's see. My number one is BYU Stearns and Foster mattresses, because according to a New York Times article, they are the most springy mattress you can buy.
King doesn't like it.
I'm sorry, did I like offend your people or something? Like
you did, Danny Ainge in the house.
North Eugene roots. All right. How about you, Ski? All right.
I go my number one for University of Liberty. And it's just a picture of Trump holding up his Trump Bible.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Again, never has a university been more misnamed than Liberty University. Yeah.
Kind of crazy. Booble says I should have gone with Super Soaker for BYU. That's a little too on the nose. A little too on the nose. But I hear you. I hear you. WCP says, fuck delivering Stearns and Foster mattresses. I am offended. Whoops. Man, Stearns and Foster really like push some buttons in this podcast. Who knew?
Yeah, you should have gone Sealy, I guess.
I guess. Sealy Posturepedic, right? Like, yeah.
Spring, or was it Spring Air? Whatever.
My bad.
Yeah. Sterling. I'm trying to remember the commercial. Sealy Fosters and Spring Air.
Let's see. A twin XL Stearns and Foster mattress weighs like 150 pounds, he says. Well, that's the point, is they're super real metal springs, and you can bounce on them and get your friend to have non-consensual sexual intercourse with somebody by jumping on it.
It's... Wait, hold on. The sex is consensual.
Well, they're not non-consensual. They're not wanting to do it. Isn't that the point? I don't know. I'm not sure. No, I don't really know how this works.
They're wanting to do it. Jesus doesn't want them to do it. That's the thing.
All right. Well, my bad. King size weighs about 300 pounds, apparently. Right. Number one's from the chat. WCP says, another weed dispensary, next level wellness.
Yeah, it's a marijuana head.
I guess so. Knows a lot about mattresses and marijuana. All right. Good for you. And Booble says, Texas San Antonio Greyhound. That's like a real one. Yeah.
That is a real one.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
Do you know our Greyhound station left, by the way?
It did?
Yeah. We don't have a Greyhound station anymore.
How did we not have that?
For sale
on
right now. You could buy the Greyhound station terminal right now.
I literally think their reasoning was too many homeless people at the station. Like, when Greyhound is telling you.
The whole city's a fucking Greyhound station.
Maybe we should figure something. Houseless. I'm sorry. I should have said homeless.
No, we went over this.
Unhoused. I apologize.
Where are we right now? I mean, come on. Big Sean, you got another one before we close out? You got another one? Drop it in here.
Maple Garden.
Yep. Maple Garden.
Just finish off the trifecta.
All right. So, again, movie on Sunday is Godzilla Minus One. It is on Netflix, so you can watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Yeah.
Orly, because I'm clearly a problematic feature now.
You are.
Yes.
I am. I made it through the entire Godzilla movie without one time in my head saying Godzilla stereotypically from the old movies. The entire thing. I realized, I was like, oh, progress? Progress!
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You should make a meme of like yourself.
Taking the R out of problematic, progress. Apparently.
You are. Oh, Jesus Christ. by the way, Big Sean, Portland State and Coleman Tents. That's good. That's good. That's good. All right. Yep. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. See y'all Sunday.